In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen. Our text is the lesson just read, and we'd especially like to focus on two verses. Verse 9, which has this, "Heal the sick who are there and tell them the kingdom of God is near you." And also verse 11, where we read, "Even the dust of the town that sticks to our feet we wipe off against you, yet be sure the kingdom of God is near." Time. Have you ever tried to think of existence beyond and apart from the category of time? It's difficult, isn't it? In fact, when you look to the ancient church fathers and to the rabbis, they speculate that God is the only one who can exist beyond the category of time. In commenting upon a passage like Psalm 90, "A thousand years in God's sight is like a day or like a moment," they conclude that He alone can pass beyond what they then term to be another of His creatures, namely time. Now, one person has quipped that the only time we can achieve that divine perspective is in listening to sermons. On the one hand, they may seem like a moment, but on the other hand, they may seem like a thousand years. However difficult it is for us to think about existence above and beyond time, our text holds before us a moment which determines the nature of all time. Jesus sends out the 72 two by two. Their mission is to announce the kingdom of God is near, is present. Several things need to be noted here. First, it is not accidental that our Lord sends two to bear witness. In the Old Testament, for a witness to be considered seriously, two were necessary to testify. Secondly, our text is wrapped in the assumption that marks the Old Testament and the Judaism of Jesus' day, that all time is divided into two eras, the old epoch, and then what is called the Ha'am Ha'olam, the age that is coming. This time, this age, which all Israel looked forward to, would be a time of fulfillment, a time of justice, a time of God's presence, and above all else, the time of the Messiah. And the mission of the 72 was to say that that time is now, that the presence of the Messiah in the Incarnate One was now, that the kingdom of God was now. From the promise of the woman's seed in the garden to the present was one age. It was the old age of promise. Now, in the incarnate Son of God, Jesus of Nazareth, is the new age, the age of God's presence. Therefore, all time is rightly divided into B.C. and A.D. For it is Christ who rightly defines even time itself, and His presence is now. It's not pie in the sky by and by. It's not some transaction in a Platonic realm. It's in the woman's seed, in the dust of Israel, that the kingdom of God is fully displayed as He makes His way toward the cross. But of course, as our text indicates, when His presence is announced, when the kingdom is displayed, the question which faced Adam and Eve again faces us afresh. Will we participate in the time God so freely bestows in Christ, or do we want to make our own time? Our text spells out the consequences of refusing the gift of God's kingdom, of denying the presence of the New Age in Christ. But for you and for me, as confessors of it, we also participate in it. When the 72 went, Christ's presence went with them, so that the response to them was a response to the kingdom. The kingdom was near. The presence of Christ makes our mornings and our evenings. It makes our days into displays of His grace. In fact, if it's difficult for us to conceptualize of existence beyond time, for us it's even more astonishing, more impossible to think of existence apart from Christ. It's in Christ that we have our very being, as our baptisms give us new birth. It's in His Word and His Holy Supper that our very existence is nourished and sustained. We have no life, no time, apart from that which is lived in Him, in the kingdom of God. And He freely gives us all things in that kingdom. Time to study Greek, time to study Hebrew, time to play softball, time to do all those things that celebrate our status as baptized, forgiven children. We don't anticipate a new age. We are in it, for He reigns at God's right hand, the Ascended One. And so we, with the 72, go out to announce new time. The One who makes every morning fresh and new with His mercies. And we go forth confidently, not on a religious high, not with gimmicks in our hands, not with manipulative agendas, but we go forth as He suggests, as lambs who announce the presence of His kingdom and His saving mercy. The harvest, as He has promised, is plentiful. And so we go forth giving our time to announcing His presence. And we await that time when we will see that full display. For even now we see it in word and sacrament. And we announce to this world that time has been redeemed. Not in some new age movement, but rather in the One who has made all things new in His mercy on the cross. May God grant you such pleasure and such a mission in announcing His kingdom and His time. Amen.